associate pastor.
我名叫阿，我係英文嘅助理牧師。
And thank you just for the privilege of us preaching to you this morning.
好多謝神俾我有咁嘅機會喺呢度講道。
You know, my dream is to one day be able to speak in Chinese.
我嘅夢想咧就係有一日咧，我會用中文。So don't
give up, okay?
所以唔好放棄。
Why don't we open up in a word of prayer?
我哋做一個禱告。
We thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you, Father, for your kindness. And Jesus, we especially thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. And I pray, Father, that whatever we have brought into your house this morning, that we will just lay them at your feet. Lord, if we need healing, I pray you heal us. Lord, if we don't have a relationship with you, I pray that this morning we will find you. I pray, Lord, that even as we're, those of us who are coming here with joyful hearts, that we will worship you in truth and in spirit. So thank you, God, for everything that you have done for us. In your name we pray. Amen. How many of you had a long week last week?
有幾多個人上個禮拜過得好長嘅咧?
See, Pastor Stanley's not raising his hand.
Pastor Danny 好開心㗎，覺得。
You know, sometimes I have a long week.
有時咧，我哋覺得一個星期係好長嘅。But
one thing I enjoy the most about each day is when I go back home.
當我翻到屋企嘅時候咧，我就覺得好舒適啦。As
I park my car and enter my house.
當我停咗部車入到屋企嘅時候。The
first thing that always happens is my two-year-old son running to me.
第一件事總係發生嘅就係我兩歲嘅仔咧就向我跑過嚟。
And he screams out loud, Daddy.
他就喊得很大聲, Daddy, Daddy.
Almost every day he does that.
幾乎每一日呢,
I like to go back home because that's where my wife is.
我喜歡回家，因為我的太太在那裡。And
how she's taking care of my two sons every single day.
她怎樣每一天呢,
every time I come back home, she gives me a kiss and she says, how am I doing?
每一次我回到家，他都會給我一個親吻，問我你今天過得怎樣。
Then when I hold my four-month-old child,
當我抱著四個月大的兒子的時候,
it just brings me joy when I see him, his face smiling back at me.
當我看見他在微笑的臉, 就給我帶來很大的快樂。
I love to come back home.
我喜歡回到家。
Because at home is where I find my comfort.
因為喺屋企咧，我會找到舒適。喺屋企咧，可以做一個我嘅自己，做一個真正嘅自己。喺屋企咧，我唔使裝出係做其他嘅其他一個人。
I can be myself and my family would still love me. 我係我自己咧，我嘅家庭咧仍然係愛我嘅。Told you that you cannot go back home.
如果告訴你，如果你不可以回家，你會怎樣呢?
What if I told you that for 70 years you cannot go back home?
如果告訴你，70年你都不可以回家，那你怎樣呢?
How would you feel?
你會感覺怎樣呢?
Would you miss home?
你會不會很想念這個家呢?
Would you miss those who are living in that home?
你會不會很想念在這個家生活的人呢?
And what if I told you that the reason why you cannot go back home is because of your disobedience in God?
如果告訴你，你的原因你不可以回家，是因為你不順服神，你又會怎樣呢?
What if it's because of our sins that's preventing us from going back home?
如果因為我們的罪，只要你不可以回到這個家，我們又會怎樣呢?
There's a story in the Bible that talks about this.
因為聖經裡面有故事就是講這件事。
Israel has been very disobedient to God for many years.
以色列人在很多年都是很背逆神。
You can find many of these stories in the Kings and the Chronicles in the Old Testament.
在舊約裏面列王記和列代記上你都可以找到以色列人很多件事上面都是不遵行神的旨意。
Many of the kings of Israel have been very disobedient to God.
在以色列很多的王都是背逆神的王。
And many of the people of God have been disobedient against God.
很多的以色列民也都是不顺服神的。
So finally, God punished them by sending them into exile.
终于神是惩罚他们，将他们被掳去流放到巴比伦。
Another nation, the Babylonians, came and took over the nation of Israel.
这个巴比伦这个王国就来到，就将这个以色列征服了。
And took most of the Jewish people back to Babylon.
就将于很多的以色列人掳去翻到去他们巴比伦的地方。
And for 70 years, the people were unable to go back to Jerusalem.
在70年这个时期间，那些人都不可以翻去他们的家乡，就是耶路撒冷。
So imagine if you were taken right now to another foreign country for 70 years.
你可以想象，如果你现在被人掳去一个外国70年，你会怎样？
How would you feel?
你会怎样感觉呢？
For 70 years, you are unable to come back home.
70年你都不可以回家。
I think for many of us, we may not even be alive.
可能很多我们70年我们都不再生了。
We will definitely have forgotten about our house, our home, correct?
我们可能都不记得了我们的家了。
Maybe when you were taken into exile, you were born in a foreign country.
可能被掳的人他们在外国那里出世的。
Maybe you don't even have any understanding of what your previous home was like.
所以你不知道你原先的家乡是怎样。
So for 70 years, the Israelites were taken away from Jerusalem.
所以70年的以色列人都离开了耶路撒冷。
And that's very important because Jerusalem is where the presence of God dwells.
因为很重要的耶路撒冷就是神在那里居住的。
When the Babylonians came to Jerusalem, they destroyed the temple.
巴比伦人来到耶路撒冷，他将这个圣殿是毁坏。
They destroyed the walls of the city.
他将耶路撒冷的城墙也毁坏。
And they ultimately destroyed the city.
他最后将整个城市都是毁坏了。
Now something incredible happened during this time.
但是在这个期间有一很奇妙的事发生。
Another nation conquered Babylon.
另外一个民族就征服了巴比伦。
The Persian Empire is now led by a new king, King Cyrus.
这个是一个新的民族，就是波斯王有一个新的王，就是这个古列王。
And God speaks to Cyrus.
这个神就跟这个古列王讲说话。
And he tells Cyrus to let his people go back to Jerusalem.
就他神叫这个古列王允许以色列人回去耶路撒冷。
And that's where we're going to pick up on the story.
这个就是我们故事的开始了。
What does it mean to come back home to God?
我们回到神的家，对我们是有什么意思呢？
You can open your Bibles to the book of Ezra.
如果我们回到我们的圣经，去到以斯拉记。
I will be highlighting some verses from chapters 1 and 2.
我会跟大家讲，就是第一章和第二章的某一些的章节。
As you look for the book, again, remember about what just happened.To the Israelites.
你读这本书的时候，就会想翻我哋头先讲嘅以色列人嘅故事。
They have been away from home for over 70 years.
佢哋已经离开咗佢哋嘅家七十个几年啦。
Many of them have already died in Babylon.
系好多人咧喺巴比伦嘅时候已经系过咗身。
Many of them were born in Babylon.
好多人咧喺巴比伦呢个嘅国家出世。
This is what chapter 1 says.
这个是第一章那里这么说。
I'll read first from verses 1 to 4, and then we will translate.
我会读第一到第四节。
In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says.The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah, and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And the people of any place where survivors may now be living are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem.
第1到第4節咁樣講， 波斯王古列原言，耶和華為要應驗藉耶利米口所說的話， 就激動波斯王古列的心， 使他下詔通告全國說， 波斯王古列如此說， 耶和華天上的神已將天下萬國賜給我， 又吩咐我在猶大的耶路撒冷， 為他建造殿宇， 在你們中間凡作他子民的， 可以上猶大的耶路撒冷， 在耶路撒冷重建耶和華以色列神的殿， 只有他是神， 願神與這人同在。
Imagine if you were in Babylon and you heard this.
你可以想象，如果你喺巴比伦嘅时候，你听到咁嘅通告。
You are now allowed to go back home.
你而家系允许可以翻屋企啦。
Would you go?
你会唔会去咧？
I'll be honest. It'll be hard for me to go.
我喺好誠實嘅咁樣講，可能我要翻去做咗決定咧，係好難嘅。
I'm already used to my life.
我已經係好適應呢度嘅生活啦。It
may not be an easy life, but I'm used to it.
如果可以生活，可能唔係好容易，但係我都係習慣咗。And
if I was born in Babylon,
如果我係喺巴比倫出世嘅，I
won't have any idea of what Jerusalem was all about.
我對耶路撒冷冇任何嘅印象。I
wonder if all of us would just get up and leave.
我喺度諗下，唔可能唔係好多人會即刻起身就去翻去耶路撒冷。
All of us have our reasons why we should go back to God.
我哋所有人咧都係有咁嘅理由啊，翻返去神嗰度。
All of us have our reasons not to go back to God.
但所有我哋嘅人咧都有理由唔翻去神嗰度。
But these verses tell us the reason why we should really go back to Him.
呢啲章節咧講俾我聽，我哋點解真正要翻去神嗰個城市咧？
In verse 3, it specifically says to go back. Why? Because God is in Jerusalem.
點解神要我哋翻去耶路撒冷咧？因為神喺嗰度喺耶路撒冷。
We should go back to God because we want to be where God is at.
我哋想翻到神嗰度咧，因為我哋想與神同在。
It's amazing how God used a pagan king to speak that truth to his own people.
呢個好奇妙嘅神應用咗一個外邦嘅王咧，對佢嘅子民係講咁嘅話。
Go back to God. That's what God is telling his people.
去翻到神嗰度，呢個就係神對佢嘅子民講。
And for us today, we go back to God because we want to be where God is at.
今日我哋想翻返去神嗰度咧，因為我哋想係與神同在。
You do not want to be at a place where God is not existing.
你唔想去一個地方咧，係神唔去嗰個地方。You
don't want to be in a place where you are unable to hear from God.
你唔想去一個地方咧，喺嗰度聽唔到神嘅聲音。Many
times the reason why is because we're living a sinful life.
好多時候我哋係一個罪惡嘅生活。When
we're living in disobedience, we won't hear from God.
如果你係生活當中有唔順服咧，我哋可能聽唔到神。When
we choose to live for ourselves, we will not hear from God.
如果你係就係為自己而活咧，我哋係聽唔到神。But
when we go to God, we will hear from Him.
但係當我哋去到神嗰度咧，我哋會聽到佢嘅聲音。When
we go back to God, we will find Him.
如果你翻返去神嗰度咧，我哋會揾到佢。
And that's why it's important for the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem because that's where God is at.
所以好重要嘅就以色列人要可以翻到耶路撒冷，因為神咧係喺耶路撒冷嗰度。But
it's amazing that as they go back to Jerusalem, it is God who's actually prompting them to also go back.
好奇妙嘅就係佢翻到耶路撒冷咧，係神要佢哋翻去嘅。
Look again at verse 1 in chapter 1.
在第一章第一節那裡這樣說。
It says that it's the Lord who moved the heart of the king of Persia to speak this to his people.
是說到耶和華，是耶和華去激動這個波斯王古列的心。
And then in verse 5 it says, the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
第五節亦都講到咧，猶大同埋便雅憫嗰啲族長啊、祭司、利未人咧，都係就係嗰啲一切被神激動他心的人，嗰啲人都係被神激動嘅，佢哋要去耶路撒冷建造耶和華嘅殿。
It's very important to understand this.
因為我哋明白呢一點咧係好重要嘅。
As much as it is important for us to walk back to God.
亦都係同樣重要嘅係我哋去到神嗰度。
God is sovereign over our lives.
神咧係喺我哋嘅生活當中咧係有主權嘅。
And it's because of His grace that He's prompting us to move back to Him.
係因為佢嘅恩典咧，佢激動我哋，使我哋能夠重新翻到去佢嗰度。
See, a lot of times we think God is so far away.
我哋好多時候諗到神咧係好似好遙遠咁。
Sometimes we think that God does not care about our lives.
有時我哋覺得神咧係唔喺我哋生活，佢都唔介意我哋嘅生活啦。
But God does care about your life.
但係神咧係好關心我哋嘅生活嘅。
And He's working behind the scenes to draw you back to Him.
佢喺背後咧做好多嘢，係將你帶翻去佢嗰度。
You may not know it yet.
可能你唔知道。
But God is pushing you to come back home to Him.
但神咧係喺度背後咧推動你，使你咧可以翻到去佢嘅家。
And it's amazing how God can even use nations to draw His people back to Him.
就好奇妙嘅神咧，甚至用咗成個民族咧，係將佢嘅人將佢子民咧係帶到翻去佢自己嘅家。
God is very faithful.
神咧係好信實嘅。
Let's respond to Him in faith.
我哋咧係應該用我哋嘅信心嚟去回應佢。
Now, as we move to chapter 2, you'll notice that it's a list of people that went back to Jerusalem.
当我们看到第二章的时候呢，我们看到整个名单就是他们翻翻去耶路撒冷那些人的名单。
These are one of the chapters where it's very easy to skip over it.
这个呢是其中之一的一些章节呢，我们很容易就是看它了。
It's a list of names.
是一个很多名，很多名一个名单。
A little hard to do a Bible study on chapter 2.
如果你做一個查經咧，係好難做喺第二章查經嘅。
But if you read it carefully, this list actually tells us a lot of things about going back home to God.
但係當你好仔細咁樣讀咧，依個名單咧話俾我哋一啲翻去神家其中嘅好多嘅事情。
There are three things I want to highlight from chapter 2.
有三件事咧，我想同大家提一提喺第二章裏邊。
The first one is the importance of community.
第一點咧，就係一個團體嘅重要。
If you notice, this list is a list of people.
你發覺呢個名單咧係一個成個好多人嘅名單。
It's not a list of a person's name.
係唔係某一個人嘅一個名單。
It's not a list of just one person.
唔係一個就係一個人嘅名單。
It's a list of a community.
而係成一個團體嘅名單。
Why is that important?
點解咁樣係好重要咧
？It's important that all of us individually come back home to God.
係我哋每一個個人咧，翻翻去神嗰度係好重要嘅。
But it's just as important that the whole community walks together and comes back home to God.
但同樣重要咧，係成一個全部一個團體咧，係作為一個團體係翻去神嗰度。
That's why we have the church.
有咁嘅原因咧，所以我哋有呢個教會。
If our Christian faith is all about individualism, we will not have the church.
如果我哋基督徒就係為咗我哋個人咧，我哋就唔使有呢個教會啦。
We will not need. We won't need one another.
我唔需要係其他嘅人。
It's amazing that the whole tribes of Benjamin and Judah got up and went back to Jerusalem together.
好奇妙嘅，成個呢個猶大同便雅憫呢個族咧，全部人都一齊起嚟，一齊翻去耶路撒冷。
This was a very difficult journey for them to undertake.
呢個嘅旅程咧，對佢嚟講係一個好艱難嘅旅程。
They've already been used to their life in Babylon.
佢哋喺巴比倫咧已經好習慣佢哋嘅生活啦。
Many of them have raised their children in Babylon.
佢哋喺巴比倫喺已經有好多嘅子孫。
Many of them have found jobs in Babylon.
可能巴比倫佢有好嘅工作啦。
Some of them are actually getting ready to die.
有啲人可能已經好年老，要差唔多過身。
And now God is calling them to uproot themselves and go back to a foreign land.
但係而家神咧嗌佢哋重新起嚟，就翻去一個唔熟悉嘅地方。
It's hard to move.
你好艱，呢個搬遷咧係好艱難。
And especially hard to move from an old life to a new life.
你在一个旧的环境去一个新的环境呢，是十分之艰难。
That is why it's important that all of us move together.
所以呢，我哋一齐搬迁呢，一齐咁样做呢，系非常之重要。
All of us need one another to walk in faith towards God.
我哋每一个人呢，都好需要其他人嘅帮助，喺神呢段路上边行呢个信心嘅路。
The most dangerous thing in a Christian's life is when we're a lone ranger.
喺我哋基督徒嘅生活当中呢，最危险呢，就系我一个单独嘅人喺度走。
God never calls us to be an isolated Christian.
神呢，从来冇呼召我哋做一个单独嘅一个嘅基督徒。
He calls all of us to be a body.
佢系呼召我哋呢，做一个基督徒嘅身体。
He calls all of us to be a family.
佢呼召我哋每一个人呢，都有一个好嘅家庭。
And he calls all of us to be a community.
所以佢呼召我哋呢，系一个好嘅教会嘅团体。
Here at ACC, we need to understand the importance of us being one church.
喺ACC呢，我哋要明白呢，系作为一个成个整体嘅团体呢，系非常之重要嘅。
We are all walking together to go back home to God.
我哋一齐喺个回到神嘅家呢条路呢，系一齐去走嘅。
So that means my walk with God is very important to you.
所以呢个意思就系话，我行呢条路呢，系对你嚟讲系非常之重要嘅。
And your walk with God is very important to me.
你系喺行呢条神嘅路呢，对我嚟讲亦都系好重要嘅。
Because all of us need one another to go back to God.
因为我哋每一个人呢，都需要其他人嘅扶持，去翻翻去神嘅家里边。
So when you look at this lesson chapter 2, I hope you understand why it's important.
所以你當你睇到第二章呢個名單呢，希望大家會明白呢點解呢個名單係咁重要。
It's really emphasizing the significance of a community of faith.
所以係好着重講出呢個作為一個團體，成個團體嘅信心呢係咁重要嘅。
Now another reason why this list is important is because of the types of people that are included on this list.
其他個原因，呢個名單咁重要呢，係講到有唔同嘅人呢係翻翻嚟。Now
if I was living back then,
如果喺嗰陣時嘅時候生活嘅話，and
God called me back to Jerusalem,
神呢將我呼召翻翻耶路撒冷，and
I was one of the leaders of this movement,
如果我係其中一個領袖，who
would I want to be included on this list?
我會叫邊啲人去翻翻去耶路撒冷呢？
I would definitely want military people.
我好需要一啲嘅士兵戰士。
If I remember correctly, last time we were attacked, our city burned to the ground.
如果我仲記得清楚嘅話，上一次我哋俾人攻打嘅時候呢，我哋成個城市呢會被人毀壞。
So now that we're going back, we have an opportunity to rebuild the city.
而家我哋翻翻去，我哋有咁嘅機會重建呢個城市。
I want to make sure that my military officials are on this list.
對於我哋嘅軍事嚟講係非常之重要，所以我希望一啲做軍事嘅人呢係翻翻去。
Maybe I would want politicians to
be on this list. 或者我需要一啲搞政治嘅人呢係翻翻一齊翻去。
We're rebuilding a new city again.
我哋重建呢個新嘅城市。
We need laws.
我哋需要一啲法律。
We need rules.
我哋需要一啲律例。
We need politicians to lead us back.
我哋需要一啲做政治嘅人呢，係帶領我哋。
Or if I'm a business person, I would want all the CEOs on this list.
如果係搞商業嘅呢，我哋好想嗰啲CEO 呢，同我哋一齊咁樣搬翻。
We need the economy, right?
我哋需要搞好呢個經濟。
We need to make money to survive.
我哋需要賺錢呢，嚟去生存。
Who is on this list?
但係喺呢個名單係邊個喺上邊呢？
Some of the names are ordinary people like you and me.
有啲嘅好多嘅人呢，係啲好平常嘅人，就好似你同我咁。
But some of the people are very specific.
但係一啲嘅人呢，係好詳細咁樣講出嚟嘅。
In verse 36 of chapter 2, it's a list of the priests.
喺第二章36節呢，就係呢個祭司嘅名單。
In verse 40 of chapter 2, it's a list of the Levites.
喺40節呢，係一個利未人嘅名單。
In verse 41, it's a list of singers.
41節呢，係喺一個歌唱人嘅名單。
In verse 42, it's a list of the gatekeepers of the temple.
42節講緊啲守門人嘅名單。
In verse 43, it's a list of the temple servants.
43節呢，在尼其靈人的名單，就是變譯的人。
In verse 55, it's a list of the descendants of the servants of Solomon.
在55節呢，就是一些所羅門仆人的一些後裔。
What kind of a list is this?
這個是一個什麼的名單呢？
It's not a list of military might.
不是一個在做軍事的人的名單。
It's not a list of people in politics.
不是一個搞政治的那些人的名單。
It has nothing to do with the economy.
是跟这个经济毫无关系。
This is a list of people going to worship God.
这个是一个那些人是会去崇拜神的，这个这样的人的名单。
You see, when we come back to God, we need to understand why we're coming back to God.
当我们回到神那里，我们要明白我们为什么要去回到神那里。
God calls us to come back to Him because He wants to have a worship relationship with Him.
神一呼召我哋翻返去嗰度咧，系想同我哋同佢咧有一个敬拜嘅关系。
The very reason God calls us or created us is so that we can have a worshipful relationship with Him.
一个神之所以创造咗我哋咧，系希望我哋同佢一个敬拜嘅一个嘅关系。
And that's why everything we do today is in worship to Him.
所以我哋今日所做嘅一切咧，都喺度敬拜嚟赞美佢。
Worship is singing.
敬拜咧系一个歌唱。
Worship is reading God's word.
敬拜咧系读神嘅话语。
Worship is coming together and hearing God's word.
敬拜咧系我哋系喺埋一齐嚟听神嘅话语。
Worship is prayer.
敬拜咧系一个祈祷。
Worship is putting God first.
敬拜咧系将神摆喺首位。
It's amazing that this community understood what this journey is all about.
呢个好奇妙嘅，呢一个嘅团体咧，佢哋明白。
They were going back to worship God.
他是回到耶路撒冷，就去敬拜神。
They were going back to worship God.
他们回去那里呢，是去敬拜神。
When I was in college, every so often I would go back home.
我在大学读书的时候呢，很多时候我都有时间回家。
Now, obviously my parents wanted me to come back home so that we can spend time together.
我的父母呢，很明显的，他想我回家呢，因为可以和我有一些时间和一起。
Now I'll be honest with you, that was not my main reason why I would go back home.
但我很诚实跟大家说呢，那个不是我最主要的原因。
I came back with dirty laundry.
我回去有成30摞的衣服要
洗。I came back with an empty wallet.
我回去呢，是一个空空的钱包。
And I came back with an empty stomach.
我回去的时候是空空的肚腹。
So when I go back home, these are the three things I want to accomplish in my parents' house.
我回到父母的家呢，这是三件最重要的事我要做。
So I remember one night as I was eating.
我记得有一晚我在吃饭的时候。
And my mom was just looking at me.
我母亲在看着我。
And she leaned closely.
她在俯俯身看得很清楚。
And she asked me, what are you doing here?
他说你在做什么呢？问我。
And my response?
我的反应就是。
I have food in my mouth.
我的嘴还是很全部都是食物。
And I said, to see you, Mom.
我回来看你的妈咪。
And her response back to me was,
她的反应对我说呢，
Do you think this is a hotel?
她说你觉得这里是一个旅馆吗？
Why do we go back to God?
我哋点解去翻返去神嘅家咧？
We have our reasons for going back to God.
我哋有我哋自己嘅原因。
Maybe some of us like to go back to God because we want His blessings.
我哋可能有啲人想翻返去神嗰度咧，系想得到佢嘅祝福。
Maybe some of us go back to God because we're in trouble.
我哋有啲人可能想翻返去神嗰度咧，因为我哋系而家喺度有啲麻烦。
Now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these things are wrong.
我唔系话呢个咁嘅原因咧系错嘅。
But we need to really understand why we should go back to God.
但我哋真正要我哋好需要明白咧，我哋系咩主要原因咧？我哋使我哋翻到神嗰度。
Our sole reason should not be so that we can be blessed by Him.
我哋嘅原因咧，唔系话仅仅系由于我哋可以得到佢嘅祝福。
Our sole reason should not be so that we can find answers from Him.
我哋嘅原因咧，唔系话仅仅系可以喺佢嗰度揾到一啲嘅答案。
We go back to God because He's God.
我哋翻返去嗰度，因为佢系神。
That's it.
这个就是这么简单。
We go back so that we can have a relationship with Him.
我们回到神那里呢,
we go back to Him so that we can talk with Him.
我们回到那里呢,
we go back to Him so that we can allow Him to talk back to us.
我们回到那里呢,
so that He can teach us.
所以他可以教我们,
so that He can instruct us.
他可以, 教我们怎么去做,
so that we can know Him.
所以我们可以更加认识他更多。
The people of Israel were going back because they want to establish the relationship with God again.
这个以色列人想回去呢，因为他想同神重新有这个关系。
And they all walk together as one community.
所以他呢，是作为一个团体一起去行这条路。
They uprooted themselves from what is familiar.
他们已经很熟悉的地方拔根而起。
And they travel thousands of miles to a new place they've never, most of them have never seen before.
所以他们行走一个几千里路，是很多去到一个很多人，他们的人不熟悉的地方。
What would move thousands of people to do that?
是怎样去，为什么这么多的人呢，几千人呢，一起去做这件事呢？
Because they want to be with God.
因为他们想与神一起，一同在。
What will it take for us as a church to move together to be with God?
我们如果做一个教会，怎样可以一起去行这条路呢？
What will it take for us to travel thousands of miles to be with God?
我们作为一个教会，怎样可以行几千里路，是一起去到与神，神喺嗰度呢？
If all of us would want to worship God,
如果所有我们所有人都想去敬拜神嘅话，
then the journey will be easy.
我们的旅程呢，是会容易的。
And the journey will be purposeful.
这个旅程呢，是有目的的。
And we will grow.
我们呢，是会成长的。
And our faith will deepen.
我们的信心呢，是坚定的。
And lost souls will know Jesus.
我们失踪的灵魂呢，可以去找到耶稣。
We should not allow anything else in life to be our number one priority.
不应该将我们其他生活中的一些事呢，成为我们第一个原因。
Even my marriage should not be my number one priority.
甚至我们的婚姻呢，也都不可以成为我们的主要的原因。
And as much as I would die for my children, they are not my number one priority.
我虽然可以为我的细路仔去建设我自己的生命，但呢，他们不应该成为我们最重要的原因。
God is my priority.
神呢，就是我们的第一个原因。
And when I worship God, I'm letting Him know He's my priority.
当我们敬拜神的时候呢，我们俾神知道祂是我们第一放在首位的。
So we move together as a community.
我们做一个团体，我们一起去做这件事。
Towards a purpose of worshiping God.
就是一起去到那个地方可以去敬拜神。
But you know, words are just words, right?
但是你大家知道呢，讲是很容易的。
I can be up here and just talk to you.
我可以就是站在这里跟大家讲。
But it won't mean anything.
但是跟大家可能没什么意思的。
Unless I actually live it out.
只有我真正行出来的时候呢，才变成有意思。
And that's exactly what the Israelites did.
这个就是以色列人真正这样做的。
They understood that their journey back to Jerusalem was all about God.
他们明白呢，他这个回到耶路撒冷的旅程呢，是完全为了神。
But it's also important for them to back that up with their action.
但是呢，他们要明白呢，他一定要真正这样做出来呢，才是可以有这个意思。
Go towards the end of chapter 2 in Ezra.
在第二章差不多末尾的时候，
we're going to read verses 68 and 69.
我们读第68、69节。
When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave freewill offerings toward the rebuilding of the house of God on its site. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for this work 61,000 drachmas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments.
第68节，第69节这么讲，有些族长到了耶路撒冷耶和华殿的地方，便为神的殿甘心献上礼物，要重新建造。他们量力捐入工程库的金子61,000白利克， 银子5,000尼拿，并祭司的礼服100件。
You see, the people of God lived it out.
你睇见神嘅子民呢，系真正咁样行出嚟。
They knew they were going back to Jerusalem to worship God. And they showed it.
而且他們真正地行出來了,
everything that they had given back to God.
所有的東西他都是放回神那裡,
they gave a free will offering to rebuild the temple of God. It's very important that we back up our words with action.
所以很重要的是我們不單止說,而且用真正的行動做出我們所說的東西。
If you really want a worshipful life, you need to show the world that you're doing that.
如果你做一個有敬拜的生活,你真正要行出來,讓世界知道你是一個有一個敬拜的生活。
That means you have to give.
這個就表示你要去獻上一些東西。You
need to give your life back to God.
你應該將你的生命獻給神。
If God is to be the number one priority, your life belongs to Him.
如果神是你的,你將神放在首位,你的生命是屬於神的。
That means your career is not the most important.
證明你的職業是不是最重要的。
That means your family is not the most important.
你的家庭不是最重要的。
That means your relationships with people are not the most important.
你跟其他人的關係不是最重要的。
Your dreams and your passions in life.
你的夢想是你的興趣在你的生活當中。
They are not the most important things in your life.
那些都不是在你生活當中最重要的東西。
God is.
神就是。
And every area of our lives belong to Him.
在我們生活當中所有的東西都是屬於祂的。
It's so easy to understand this and say, oh, we'll give our money.
有時很容易我們會說,我們這樣給錢,給錢就行了。
Sure, your finances belong to God, definitely.
你的金錢確實是屬於神。
But it's more than that.
但是還有更多的其他東西。
Your heart belongs to God.
你的心是屬於神。
In the Bible, when it talks about the heart, it means your whole being.
在聖經裡面說到你的心,是說到你全人了。
You know when Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
當耶穌說你要愛神,是盡心盡意盡力去愛神呢?
What he's saying is all of our lives is in worship to him.
他說的是我們整個人全部的生命是去崇拜他,敬拜他。
Everything.
所有的。
Your intellect.
你的知識。
Your emotions.
你的感情。
Your knowledge.
你的知識。
Your possessions.
你所有的擁有的東西。
The Israelites understood this when they made their way back home.
當他們以色列人回到他們家的時候,他們明白這些東西。
They were given back to the Lord.
他們將他們的東西獻給神。
As you know, our church is in this transition.
大家都知道,我們的教會是處於一個過渡的階段。
As part of the pastoral staff, we are challenging the church to really move forward.
作為一個教牧同工的其中一員,我們都是挑戰大家,怎樣一起向前行。
We've been part of this building fund lately.
我們最近是興起一個建堂的基金。
So it's very easy to misinterpret what's been going on here.
很容易,可能大家有些誤會。
It's so easy just to look at raising money and think, oh, it's impossible.
很容易會覺得,籌這些錢,可能不可能。It's
so easy to look at this expansion and say, why do we really need to do this?
可能覺得我們建這麼多,擴大這麼多,可能覺得有什麼這樣的必要呢?
But you see, I believe this transition is challenging each one of us.
但我相信,這個過渡期間是對大家的一些挑戰。
To put God first.
是將神放在首位。
I'll be honest with you, I could care less about the money.
我可以跟大家說,我對這些金錢不介意。
I mean, I could care less about what these new buildings would look like.
我也不介意這些新的建築物,他們的形狀是怎樣。
You know what I care about though?
你知道我介意的是什麼呢?
That people will enter this church and find Jesus.
就是我們人來到這個教會當中,他們可以找到耶穌。
That salvation will be found here.
這個救恩是在這裡可以被找到。
Which means we need to give everything to Him now.
這個就表示我們要獻上我們所有的一切。
Each one of us, we need to take the risk now.
我們所有的人都要冒這個險。
Because if we don't take the risk now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, with this new building, we won't be ready.
如果我哋唔冒呢個險咧，可能三四年後咧，呢啲咁嘅建築物咧係唔會存在。
If we're not worshiping God now, what will make you think you're going to worship God 3-4 years from now when the new buildings are set?
如果我哋係而家都唔去敬拜神咧，有咩道理我哋三四年後咧，我哋就會喺呢個新嘅建築物裏邊敬拜神？
We need to change our lives now so that we're always putting God first.
我哋應該改變我哋嘅生命，係總係將神咧總係放喺首位。
So the Israelites moved as a community.
呢個以色列人咧，佢哋係作為一個團體咧，一齊去搬遷。
Their purpose was to go back home to worship God.
佢哋嘅唯一原因咧，就係翻到呢個家去敬拜神。
And the last thing I want to highlight is their commitment to God.
最尾一點我想同大家講咧，係對佢對神嘅一個嘅委身。
Look at the last verse, verse 70.
係最尾七十節，第二章七十節嘅嗰度。
The priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants settled in their own towns, along with some of the other people, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their towns.
七十二話，於是祭司、利未人民中嘅一些人、歌唱的守門的離棄嚟，並以色列眾人各住在自己的城裏。
Don't miss what verse 70 is telling us.
你唔好喺七十二度唔好我哋錯過咗一啲嘢。
The people settled in their towns.
嗰啲人咧係各自住喺自己嘅城裏。
What towns?
乜嘢城啊
？Everything is in ruins.
所有嘅嘢都喺個毀壞嘅當中。
The temple hasn't been rebuilt yet.
嗰啲聖殿咧仲未曾被重建。
Do you think you can live in a neighborhood where everything is in ruins?
你覺得你可以喺一啲嘅地方住，你所有嘅嘢都係毀壞嘅咩？
You see, they show their commitment to God by replanting their roots in Him.
所以佢哋咧係表示咗佢哋對神嘅委身，佢哋就係住喺咁嘅地方。
Even though everything looks bad right now.
所有嘅佢哋周圍嘅嘢都係十分之仲十分之荒涼。
They knew that God's presence is in the holy city of Jerusalem.
但係佢知道神咧喺呢個聖城耶路撒冷咧同佢哋同在。
They knew God was there.
佢哋知道神咧喺嗰度。
And they took the risk to settle with Him.
所以佢哋肯冒呢個險，就喺嗰度住咗落嚟。
A very risky proposition.
呢個係佢哋一個好做一個好冒險嘅一個決定。
They moved from a place of comfort.
佢哋喺一個舒適嘅地方搬咗出嚟。
To a place that was broken.
去到另一個地方咧，係全部毀壞嘅地方。
They moved from a place that they were accustomed to.
佢係一個好，佢哋已經好習慣嘅一個地方。
To a place that had nothing to offer them.
去到一個地方咧，係冇提供俾佢哋任何嘅嘢。
You see, we could see our spiritual life like that.
我哋可以睇見我哋嘅屬靈生活可能都係咁樣。
To be with God, we do need to leave what has been comfortable to us.
去可以與神同在咧，可能我哋要離開一個我哋認為係好舒適嘅生活。
And we need to settle in God's presence.
我哋要一個喺神係與我哋同在嘅地方去住落嚟。
You're going to have to take risks.
你一定要冒呢個險。
You will make choices that will hurt you in the short term.
可能你一個做呢個決定咧，喺短期內咧，可能對你有損害嘅。
But in the long run.You are setting it up for yourself and for future generations.
但係咧，喺長期嚟講咧，你係為咗自己，為咗你嘅後代咧，係做一啲啱正確嘅嘢。
If you choose to come back home to God, you need to root yourself back in Him.
如果你想翻返去神嗰度咧，一定要喺神嗰度係居住落嚟。
Root back yourself in God's word.
喺神嘅話語裏邊去扎根。
Root yourself back through prayer to God.
在你的祷告里面去扎根。
Something really as simple as just committing to serve in his church.
一些很简单的东西，就好像你肯委身在这个教会里面去侍奉。
It's rooting yourself in him.
就是在神那里你扎根下来。
When God invites you to his home,
当神邀请你去他的家的时候，
he wants you to come in.
他想你去进去的。
He wants you to sit down with him.
他想你去到與佢一齊坐低落嚟。
If someone invites you to their home, you don't stay outside.
如果有啲人邀請你去佢屋企咧，佢唔會就係俾你喺外邊嚟企。
If someone asks you to sleep at their home, you don't sleep outside in the back, in the yard.
如果他邀請你去他屋企住呢,他不會叫你去他的外邊的地方,在外邊住。
It doesn't make sense.
那是,那沒道理的。
And yet, I think for many of us, we do that, myself included.
但是很多時候呢,我們是會這樣做,包括我在內。
When God is drawing me into His presence, I don't really go in right away.
當神呢,叫我去到祂的同座的時候,我不立刻進去。
I like to stay in the front lawn.
我喜歡在前院那裡站一站。
You know, God is a little bit far away.
神呢,不會那麼近,是比較遠一點。
And I'm telling Him, yeah, I'm worshipping You, God.
我會告訴祂,神啊,我在敬拜你。
But I'm not rooted in His presence, I'm outside.
但我不在祂裡面去扎根,而是我在外面。
You see, God's calling us inside.
你知道,神呢,是呼召我們進到祂裡面。
He's calling us into an intimate relationship with Him.
是呼召我們跟祂一個很親密的關係。
When we come back home to God, that's exactly what it looks like.
當我們回到神的家裡面,這個就是這樣的發生,是進到祂裡面的。
So I want to close this message today by asking you some questions.
我想今天講的信息,結束之前,問大家一些問題。
Questions for you to think in your life.
這些問題是給大家回去思考一下。
First of all, what is it going to take for us as a community to draw people to God?
第一個呢,我們作為一個團體,我們怎樣去做呢,可以吸引人去到神那裡呢?
What is it going to take for each one of us individually to work as a community to walk back to God?
我們作為我們每一個人,我們每一個人應該怎樣做,所以我們這個整個團體可以一起去回到神的家呢?
Secondly, is our walk with God a worshipful act, or is it something else?
第二個問題就是,我們一起與神同行的時候,是不是一個敬拜的一個過程呢,或者是其他的東西呢?
Do we have other agendas when we say we want to come back to God?
我們說我們要去回神的時候,回到神的家裡面的時候,我們會不會有其他的原因呢?
Or are we going back to God because He's God and we're not?
我們回到神是不是只是想到祂是神,我們不是?
And we just want to spend time, we just want to spend all of our time with Him.
我們就是想與這個神呢,是有一個所有的時間在一起。
And lastly, what is it going to take for you to take risks, to get rid of things in life that prevent you from being there with God?
最後一個呢,問題就是,我們怎樣可以冒險將我們一些生活上一些的東西放下,而去到神那裡呢?
What will you need to do to leave Babylon to go back to Jerusalem?
你離開巴比倫,回到耶路撒冷,是應該去怎樣去做這個事呢?
What decisions do you need to make now? So that you have a worship relationship with Him.
有什麼決定你可以去做的,所以你是可以去對神有一個敬拜的關係。
Let's close in prayer.
我們一起祈禱。
We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that many, many years ago, the nation of Israel, because of their disobedience, and yet your unending love for them chose to draw them back to you, to come back home. Thank you, Father, that their story is our story today, that we can learn from them in so many ways. I pray, Father, first of all, that for us as a church, for us individually as well as corporately, that we will understand what it really means to come back home. It's not an easy road, it's not an easy journey, but it's one we all need to take if we want to be with you. And Lord, that when we come back home, we're coming back home to you, not for any other reasons than just to spend with our whole lives with you, to know you, to love you, to follow you, to obey you, to trust in you, to live in faith. And Lord, help us in the very practical ways in which we need to settle in your presence, whatever that looks like tangibly in our lives. I pray you speak to us now and let us know, so that we can make these decisions now. And Lord, lastly, I just pray for our church. I thank you, God, for just what you are about to do, what you are doing even now, Lord, and where you're taking all of us. Lord, we may not be able to see completely and fully what the future looks like, but God, we're getting a glimpse of it. And I pray that all of us now would just give our lives, our hearts of worship to you, that you are number one and no one else. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.